While the country remains riveted to Flint, Michigan because of its contaminated drinking water, other cities, including Milwaukee, have huge lead problems of their own. An estimated 10% of kids here under age 6 have unhealthy levels of lead in their blood. The culprit? Lead-based paint. It's long been banned, but thousands of older houses, especially in low-income areas, still contain it. WUWM environmental reporter Susan Benz tagged along with the worker checking on a hot spot, the near south side. They met up with a family the problem has affected.
16th Street Community Health Centers is tracking more than 1,200 families for lead exposure because it can cause developmental problems in children. Carmen Raymond has poured her heart and soul into the project. Today, she's checking a house on South 14th Street. A mother recently moved into the rental and is worried that lead paint might threaten her three young kids.
This is the first thing I looked, is the outside.
Raymond takes in her surroundings. She gives the owner good marks for residing the house and replacing its old porch with unpainted wood. But when she opens the storm door, the inner frame reveals remnants of lead paint.
See right here at the entrance? See all the lead already chipping and peeling, and right here too. So when they go inside, they track it on their shoes.
Raymond says young kids are often attracted to lead chips.
You know those sweet tarts candy? That's what it tastes like. Kids under 6, they have this philosophy that if it's sweet, I could have it.
She doesn't yet know if lead-based paint covers any interior walls or windows.
Hi, Liz Maddie's is Carmen. I'm right here at the door.
Because no one answers the door or her phone calls. So Raymond will return another day.
Hello, this is Susan.
Later we visit Luz Solorzano and Victor Hugo Hernandez. Their family used to live in a house just like the one on 14th Street. They did everything they were supposed to, including having their children's lead levels checked routinely. The three older kids always tested in the normal range, but the fourth, Emily, tested high at age 8 months. It meant a greater risk for brain and nervous system problems. Mother, Luz, says the property owner made improvements.
Yeah, because the inspector come in and they say you need to paint.
Workers painted the exterior of the house, replaced its windows, and deteriorating radiators. Ultimately, the family decided to purchase this home on North 23rd Street. Carmen Raymond says it's considered lead safe. Yet recently, now 4-year-old Emily's blood lead level spiked. She bounds into the room, wearing a flouncy pink princess costume. Her enormous eyes sparkle. Emily's dad is a construction worker. Raymond says he might be carrying dust and bits of lead into the house on his work clothes. She instructs him to change in the basement and leave work clothes there before greeting his family. The parents worry about Emily, about the baby they're expecting this summer, and their extended family.
Now my brother had his little baby. I don't want you to have... Same problem.
Leaving the house, Raymond says she'll return in 6 months to check on the family, including Emily's diet.
Because if the kids are not eating the proper nutrition and they are eating junk food, potato chips, fried food, it's not going to allow the lead to attach to the protein and the vitamins and come out of the body. It's just going to block, so it's going to continue to increase.
Ben Gramling heads 16th Street's Environmental Health Department.
The threat associated with environmental lead is real in communities across the country right now. The number one threat continues to be lead-based paint in the residential setting.
Typically, where old, deteriorating housing stock prevails.
Because lead is simply falling apart, and it's becoming more accessible to young children and getting into their systems.
16th Street is not alone in fighting the problem. So is the city of Milwaukee. Yet they face a monumental challenge. The city's health department estimates 130,000 units built before 1950 may pose a threat due to lead-based paint hazards. Susan Bentz, 89.7, WUWM.